energy, drama, sorrow, violence, tenderness. How and why are they all in Joan Tower's Violin Concerto? There's a story in back of the music, and I'll tell it to you on tonight's program. Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michel. Concertos from three countries are ahead of us. We'll hear American Joan Tower's Violin Concerto, German composer Wilhelmina von Bayreuth's Concerto for Harpsichord and Strings, and Canadian Violet Archer's Piano Concerto. Joan Tower is hailed as one of the most successful woman composers of all time. She was the first woman ever to receive the coveted Graumeier Award in Composition in 1990. She is the recipient of the Alfred I. DuPont Award for Distinguished American Composers. She was inducted in 1998 into the prestigious American Academy of Arts and Letters and into the Academy of Arts and Sciences at Harvard University in the fall of 2004. She won Grammys in 2008 for Best Classical Album and Best Classical Composition. Tower's music has been commissioned by top orchestras and soloists. She's conducting more and more. And since 1972, she has been Asher Edelman Professor of Music at Bard College. She is also composer in residence with the Orchestra of St. Luke's. She composed her concerto for violin in 1991 for Elmar Oliveira. She loved his virtuosity and the innate singing ability he brings to his playing. Tower likes to work with the people she's writing for. She began work on the concerto, starting the piece with tremendous energy. But then the music turned sorrowful. Oliveira's older brother, who was also a violinist and a great influence on him, was dying of cancer. Joan included a section where the soloist plays with the concertmaster that was a reference to the relationship of the two brothers. They were very close and they bantered a lot, says Tower, and both those elements are in the duets, which are highlights of the concerto. Listen for the sparring and for the grief in the context of this emotional and technical tour de force of a piece, which is all in one movement. We'll hear it with Elmar Oliveira as soloist with the Louisville Orchestra conducted by Joseph Silverstein.